You've worked hard since you arrived in the city, gained loads of experience, developed your skills. Everywhere you look, you see something you helped build. But now, you're looking to the future. And maybe you're thinking about where you come from. In Ireland, we need planners, carpenters, plumbers, roofers, engineers, architects, site managers, and more. We need you, with all your skills and knowledge, to help us build thousands of homes. You've built the world. Now come back and build the home that built you. For more information, visit gov.ie/buildingIreland. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Sport on the Hard Shoulder.
It is Sport of the Hard Shoulder, and this is Jonathan Healy. I'm next to Eoghan Sheehan, who just gets giddy when he comes to Croke Park. It's just it's like a natural home for you, isn't it?
Great memories of July just come flooding back here, walking in around 80,000 fewer people around the place today. But you can kind of feel the sense of expectation before tomorrow as well.
100%. Mick O'Dwyer's medals are just around the corner here in the museum. You can have a look at them later on.
100%.
Might bring you some luck. A big day tomorrow, of course, because it is, I mean, we're talking well over 50,000 tickets sold, apparently. It was 82,000 last year. Mightn't get to those dizzying heights, but there's still a great appetite for this game, isn't there?
And I find when we get closer to a game like this, the unthinkable starts to become reasonable, which is, you know, a real contest where Munster might actually win. There's obviously a lot of people from Munster living in the capital. There's a lot of people who'll be travelling up for this tomorrow as well. I think their belief has maybe increased a little bit after the opening 3 weeks of the URC, where Munster have won every game. They mightn't have been very impressive in every game, but belief is a funny thing. Like, it's like a week of an All-Ireland final here in Croke Park, where on the logic goes out the window and you start to think that an upset might be possible. So I'm sure that's shifted a few extra tickets this week.
Well, Bernard Jackman, former Leinster and Ireland international, is on the line. Good evening, Bernard.
Evening, Jonathan.
There's plenty of changes in both sides, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, but I think Leinster are making changes because they have to get game time into some of those frontline players, some of the British and Irish lines, with what's to come for them, whereas Munster have rotated over the first three games and have kind of given everyone an opportunity to play. Clayton McMillan's a new coach, so he wants to, I suppose, be fair with everybody, but this is his strongest team. I think maybe Nankerville is a bit of a surprise being on the bench, but he'll come on and play a big role. So you would say the Munster had a better preparation, obviously in the back of three wins as well, and particularly given the fact of how poorly they've started over the last 3 or 4 years. They've often been chasing points after disastrous starts, and now they're only one of the few sides that are unbeaten, and they'll come up here with a little bit of optimism, far from, I suppose, overconfident around that, because there has been elements that need to fix. But I think they love how they found a way to win the last two games against Edinburgh and Cardiff, when their attacking game, which has been a huge improvement over the last couple of years, just wasn't firing all cylinders, and they had to grind it out, and they did so, you know, quite comfortably and quite smartly in the end.
We were talking earlier about the Munster lads having something to prove after the Ireland squad being named. You know, if Leinster want to be seen as in the driving seat, Munster have, like, I mean, there's certainly an attitude there going, well, if that's what they think of us, we'll show them.
Yeah, and that's always been a part of Munster when they're at their best. The most amazing thing is when they were European champions in 2006 and 2008, they were still able to try and create that underdog mentality and everyone's against us, even though most of their team were Irish internationals. It's certainly flipped now, and obviously back then, I suppose in 2009, it was the Munster pack were the Irish pack and the Leinster backs were the Irish backs by Raj, whereas now it's Leinster dominating. Even some of the squad positions are kind of Leinster's second choice players as such. So that will really, I suppose, frustrate Munster players. But I think it only takes one defeat to kind of start to change the cycle. And obviously it's been a long cycle of Leinster dominance. But if you are going to change the cycle, a new head coach, a new head of S&C, which Munster have, and they look really physically fit and powerful, is a chance to, and some young players who aren't scarred by the defeats of the past. So Edmund Ndogbo, Brian Gleeson have been called in to travel to Chicago with the Irish squad, that shows that Andy Farrell believes in them. And you know, they've nothing to lose tomorrow, and they can lay down big markers. And if they play well and have an influence on the game, you know, who's to say that others won't step up? So I think Leo Cullen will have absolute massive respect for Munster, and the Leinster team will have massive respect for Munster. But there is a big opportunity for Munster to fire some significant shots tomorrow. And also, let's not forget, Leinster looked really good against the Sharks, and looked sharp considering the players were getting their first game for along with Keller, etc. But the Sharks were no real competition for Leinster. The Sharks aren't a good side. So this is a completely different proposition. And again, Leinster have to bring in more players who haven't played or playing the first game of the season. So that has to be an area that Munster can exploit. So look, I think if you're a Munster fan, you respect Leinster massively, but there will be a day when Munster will be the top dog again. And I suppose from Leinster's point of view, they want to keep them down. But from Munster's point of view, the sooner they get back up to the top, the better. And this generation has a chance to write their own history.
Okay, Bernard Jackman, former Leinster and Ireland international, thanks very much for joining us. The other thing, of course, that's happening tomorrow on is we have the battle of the out halves. We've got Prendergast taking on Crowley as well, so that'll be fun to watch, if nothing else.
I mean, it's a handy way to distill down Leinster versus Munster at the moment, is Prendergast versus Crowley. It seems to be something that a lot of people get unbelievably exercised about, but there's a real reason why people should get exercised about this. It seems that Andy Farrell can't be 100% sure right now who is his starting out half is going to be at the next World Cup. We're 2 years out from the World Cup, and really preparations begin over the next 6 months. And answering that out half question is going to be top of his to-do list. So it's not just emotional sort of Dublin versus the rest of the country debate going on tomorrow. This is a real... the short-term future of Irish rugby, that's at stake. And it's the first time they've ever played against each other.
Yeah, we'll definitely watch that one with interest. Thank God the international break is over in soccer. I don't think I've ever put down as long a one as we've done in the last 10 days. And I suppose the big one, Man United versus Liverpool at Anfield on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. So Manchester United haven't won at Liverpool since January 2016.
And Liverpool haven't won a game in about 3 weeks. It's going great.
Maybe you could use that as some sort of cause for optimism, and
which is the only thing Man United supporters have these days.
I think so. And look, I mean, they've drawn plenty of games there. So they might not come away empty handed. Liverpool were very much on the way up back then, but it was Wayne Rooney who scored the winner on that occasion. So that just illustrates how long ago it was for Manchester United. Van Gaal was manager. They've been through a fair few managers since then. And Ruben Amorim, I think at the start of the season, looked to be a dead man walking. But look, he went into the international break with a 2-0 win against Sunderland. If he were to win on Sunday with this Manchester United team at Anfield, he definitely gets a longer stay of execution. I'm not convinced he is going to be the next manager sacked this season in the Premier League. One of the big storylines that's come out this afternoon is another extraordinary press conference done by Ange Postecoglou, the Nottingham Forest manager. He was asked a very straight-up question about his own future, and he gave a 4.5-minute soliloquy about how his face possibly doesn't fit at Forest. And he spoke about Tottenham Hotspur like somebody would speak about an ex, a yearning for his ex, basically, is how he spoke about Tottenham Hotspur earlier on. He revealed that he allowed his players to go out on the lash before the Brighton game at the end of last season, and that goes some way to excuse why they finished in 17th place. It was an extraordinary piece of a verbal tirade, really, against the doubters of Ange Postecoglou earlier on. So they play Chelsea tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 to officially end this international break.
Right, thank God for that. The Women's World Cup continues in cricket as well. New Zealand versus Pakistan.
Yeah, exactly. That's happening right now. And also, I thought you were actually going to go with the Women's Ireland team, which and the squad was announced over the last couple of days as well. They're up against Belgium next week in a doubleheader. So it's going to be the Aviva Stadium voting day next Friday, Ireland versus Belgium.
Another reason that people can avoid voting, is it? There's something they can go to.
Yeah, I mean, some would say there it is a referendum on the future of another important role as well, because Carla Ward and her tenure as manager of Republic of Ireland hasn't exactly been amazing. But if she were to win this doubleheader and to get promotion to League A of the Women's UEFA Nations League, then I think she'd be into good books.
And the US Grand Prix is on the weekend as well, so the qualifying is Saturday and Sunday, the race is on Sunday, so that'll be significant as well if you're a Formula One fan.
Definitely, yes. So we're back in the swing of things with Formula One at the moment, so we'll see how things get on that front. Of course, if we're looking at that from an Irish standpoint, we're still waiting for white smoke on the Alex Dunn situation. Of course, he stepped away during the last window from McLaren, and their underage setup or their youth
but
setup.
We all assumed that he was going to be announced. He hasn't been announced yet. I wonder Is there something still in the offing there?
I would suggest there is an opportunity with a different team in the offing. He said that when he announced his statement there a couple of weeks ago, he said, "I have decided to leave by mutual decision." So it was a me.
As much me, you weren't thrown out. There was a kind of a mutual thing. And they wished him well. And they always felt like they meant it. That was the thing I took from that statement.
Me too. Maybe we're being very naive on this, but that's certainly what I took as well. So I think that might be a story that might break in the next little while.
All right, plenty of sport across the weekend between rugby and thankfully the return to real soccer. Owen Sheehan of Off The Ball, thank you very much indeed.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
You've worked hard since you arrived in the city, gained loads of experience, developed your skills. Everywhere you look, you see something you helped build. But now, you're looking to the future, and maybe you're thinking about where you come from. In Ireland, we need planners, carpenters, plumbers, roofers, engineers, architects, site managers, and more. We need you, with all your skills and knowledge, to help us build thousands of homes. You've built the world. Now come back and build the home that built you. For more information, visit gov.ie/buildingIreland. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.